was texting with a friend and we went down a complete rabbit hole about the Brady Bunch cartoon, officially called The Brady Kids. It's an animated spinoff of the ABC live-action sitcom The Brady Bunch. You've probably heard of that. It was produced by Filmation, and it aired from September 9th, 1972 to October 6th, 1973. And it spun off another Filmation series called Mission Magic, starring Rick Springfield. We'll get to that as well. So it's 1972. The Brady Bunch live series is getting ready for the start of its fourth season. Sherwood Schwartz, say that five times fast, he was the executive producer, and he's like, hey, let's do a cartoon. And Filmation was like, sure, let's do a cartoon. The six kids from the Brady Bunch voiced their animated counterparts in the first season. Just the first season, we'll come back to that. So you had Barry Williams, Maureen McCormick, Christopher Knight, Eve Plum, Mike Lookinland, and Susan Olsen as Greg, Marcia, Peter, Jan, Bobby, Cindy. The parents and Alice the housekeeper don't appear in the show. So that's my first question. What happened to the parents? Did I mention that the Brady Kids live in a treehouse? What happened to the parents? Why are the Brady Kids living in a treehouse? What do they do for money? I can understand Alice being gone if they live in a treehouse. I mean, we can't afford to have a housekeeper in a treehouse, but where are the parents? Also, remember the Brady's dog, Tiger? He's not in the cartoon, but they had a dog named Mop Top. This is one of the great questions of my childhood. All right, I kind of get it's a cartoon, but why did you have to switch dogs? Can't you just draw a dog and call the dog Tiger? It's not like there's rights issues. You have to get Tiger to voice the dog. Why did Tiger become Mop Top? What happened to Tiger? What happened to the parents? Are the parents, did they retire and move to Florida and they took Tiger with them? And they were like, hey, kids, live in a tree, which you can kind of see. Greg, by the end of the series, was, you know, he was going off to college. He was on his own. And Marcia's kind of the same age. But like, Cindy has to live in a treehouse. She's like 12. Episode 1, Jungle Bungle Part 1, aired September 9th, 1972. The plot. The Bradys, along with Mop Top, the dog who's not Tiger, enter a balloon race. Of course they do. So the Brady Kids and a dog are in a balloon race. Where did they get the balloon? I'm going to ask every single question. Where did they get the balloon? Where did they get money for the balloon? But okay, they're in a balloon race, and their balloon brings the gang to a mysterious island. Time out. Where was this balloon race? The Bradys live in Southern California, somewhere generically in California, and there's a balloon race. So did they go out over the Pacific? I guess. The balloon brings the gang to a mysterious island. The first half of The Brady Kids on Mysterious Island is a pilot movie that originally aired on the ABC Saturday Superstar Movie. All right. Cliffhanger. Then Jungle Bungle Part 2 aired September 16th. While on a mysterious island, the Bradys meet such strange characters as Marlin the Mina, the Panda Bears Ping and Pong, and an abominable snowman. So there's an island, and there's Marlin the Mina. We'll talk about him in a second. Panda Bears Ping and Pong, and a snowman on an island. Now, we just established the Bradys live in Southern California, and I'm theorizing they went over the Pacific. How long was this balloon race that they got somewhere that a snowman lived? Or was this like an early version of Lost, where a snowman lived on a tropical island? Also randomly in this episode, the Bradys sing Time to Change, because why not? So back to the bird and the pandas. Marlin the bird was an intelligent, red, talking mina bird. All right, it's a cartoon. The bird talks. I'll allow it. Parrots can talk. I'll allow it. He's a really smart bird, this Marlin. But he's also a wizard who uses his magic to help the kids out of jams. So he's not just a talking bird, he's a magic talking bird. But you know what? I'll allow it. That's fine. Because Marlin's going to be really important to this next point. The pandas, and their names are Ping and Pong, come live with the Bradys. What? First of all, how did they transport the pandas from the mysterious island back to the Brady Bunch treehouse where they live? Because the parents moved to Florida and took Tiger with them. How does this work? I'm asking these questions. I know it's a cartoon, but you got to work with me here. So they have pandas. I looked up, what do pandas eat? WorldWildlife.org, which seems pretty credible to me, says pandas subsist almost entirely on bamboo, eating from 26 to 84 pounds per day. So let's go with the lower number there, because these are like pandas on a good diet. 26 pounds a day, but there are two of them. Where are the Bradys getting 52 pounds of bamboo every single day in Southern California? I will answer. They have a magic bird. See, this is why marlin is important. Because they have a magic bird, they can create the bamboo. Now it all makes sense. So now the series settles in. Greg, Marcia, Peter, Jan, Bobby, Cindy, Ping, Pong, Mop Top, and what's the bird? Marlin. They all live in a treehouse. They go on wacky adventures. Episode 5, the Bradys meet Clark Kent and Lois Lane, who help them paint a local bank. Did I just fry your brain? All right. The Bradys meet Clark Kent and Lois Lane. Now, Clark Kent and Lois Lane are from Metropolis, which I think is on the East Coast. But for some reason, Clark and Lois are in Southern California, where they meet the Bradys, and Clark and Lois help the Bradys paint a local bank. But criminal scientist Willie Toulouse Lautrec and his henchman Igor have replaced the kids' paint with invisible paint, which allows the villains to rob the bank. It's up to Superman to save the day. And of course, the Bradys sing, "We can make the world a whole lot brighter." What? The episode is called Cindy's Super Friend. Original air date, October 7, 1972. This next one just cracks me up. There's not much of a description, but episode 6, Pop Goes the Mina. Here is the premise. After Marlin is sealed in a can of soda at a soda factory, the Bradys have to rescue him. What? Episode 7 is called Who Is That Dog? The Bradys enter their animal friends into a pet show. Mop Top falls in love with a French poodle, but Marlin's magic turns her into a barking woman. Yeah? All right. Episode 9 is called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the End Zone. All right, it's probably like a football-themed plot. I remember Joe Namath appeared on the original Brady Bunch. The gang accidentally gets hold of a spaceship and winds up befriending some little men from Venus. Okay. Episode 13 is very, very influential in the world of pop culture. It's called It's All Greek to Me. In this episode, Marlin's magic transport the Bradys and Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, who is posing as a mathematician, to ancient Greece, where they meet Euclid. Why is this important? It's the first animated and the first television appearance of Wonder Woman. And of course, the Bradys sing In No Hurry, December 2nd, 1972. And to go full circle on season one, the episode is called Wings. It's episode 17. The Bradys enter a road rally, but the Wrong Brothers, who are not the Wright Brothers, they're the Wrong Brothers. Do you get the joke? Do I need to explain it? The Wrong Brothers steal parts of the gang's car to make an airplane. And here's my cliffhanger into the commercial. This is the last episode to feature Barry Williams, Christopher Knight, and Maureen McCormick. Uh-oh. But luckily they sing Gonna Find a Rainbow. At the end of the first season of The Brady Kids, Filmation asked the kids to continue on their existing contracts for another 5 episodes in a second season. 5 episodes? The kids' original answer was no, but eventually Bobby, Jan, and Cindy agreed to the extended Filmation contract. The rest of the cast did not. Williams and McCormick's voices were replaced by the children of producer Lou Scheimer. Christopher Knight's voice was replaced by David E. Smith. Replacement Bradys. Now, I knew we had replacement Jan on the Brady Variety Hour, and I might have to talk about that as well one of these days. But I didn't know that there were replacement voices on season 2 of the Brady Kids. That's major. I want to see some of these season 2 episodes to see if I can tell that the voices are different. The plots in season 2 aren't as exciting. Season 2, episode 1, the Bradys try to foil a couple of jewel thieves. Of course they do. Episode 2... Cindy wants her own cat because, you know, two pandas eating 26 pounds of bamboo every day and a talking bird and a dog aren't enough. So to get Cindy a cat, Marlin asks to borrow fellow wizard Miss Tickle's ceramic cat. The statue comes to life whenever a magic spell is recited. Marlin forgets the spell and mistakenly turns the cat into a hippopotamus. Of course. Note, this episode introduced Miss Tickle, who would appear in Mission Magic with Rick Springfield. I'm going to have to click on that. Episode 3, they get lost in the woods. Yeah, sorry, it's all I got for you. Episode 4, Marlin brings the famous painter Michael Angelglow. I didn't misspeak. Yeah, he brings him from the past to help the kids paint their treehouse. Mm-hmm. And the final episode of The Brady Kids with replacement voices. Two pandas, a magic bird, and Mop Top, who's not Tiger. The Bradys decide to restore the former home of the deceased Colonel Jones. Of course they do. Thieves hide in the house and attempt to scare the kids off, but the ghost of Colonel Jones has other ideas, and the Brady Kids sing, Ain't It Crazy? It's worth mentioning that the opening credits of the Brady Kids featured the fourth season grid, you know, with the nine boxes, but they got rid of the center column, so no Mike, no Carol, no Alice, and towards the end of the theme song, Marlin flies up and down the center, transforming the live-action faces to their animated counterparts. Now let's find out about this Rick Springfield spinoff called Mission Magic, which, honestly, I'd never heard of until I started recording right now. Mission Magic is a Saturday morning animated series starring rock star Rick Springfield. 16 episodes from September 8th to December 12th, 1973. It was also broadcast in Australia. Even though Springfield still spoke with a pronounced Australian accent in the mid-70s, he provided his own voice for his animated doppelganger. On the show, Rick Springfield always wore white pants with a white sweater which sported on the front and encircled lowercase r with a lightning bolt in the background. Some of the characters are Miss Tickle, who is a bubbly teacher who was secretly an expert on magic. Her name is a pun on the word mystical. I've said her name 5 times in this pod and didn't notice it. Rick Springfield also hung out with 6 teenage students, Kim, described as an Asian girl, here in the article I'm reading, who's the leader of the Adventurers Club. Vinny, who spoke with a thick New York accent and often confused elaborate words. Oh, this is the stereotype show. Carol, she's a blonde girl who had a crush on Springfield. Sox, who's a Jughead-like character who wore a light blue hat. Franklin is a black athlete, and Harvey is a short, stocky, and bespectacled nerd. They're all in the Adventurers Club, and the article here says, although it was subject to the debate whether the organization was a social club or an actual class that Miss Tickle taught, or what is the Adventurers Club? So it's Rick Springfield, a teacher, and some teenagers. Episode 1, The Land of Backwards. The Adventurers Club goes to the Land of Backwards, where they meet poet Shelley Percy and contend with Big Billy and his gang. The trouble is they are arrested when they return stolen jewels. They escape and save the day. Shelley expresses his joy by crying, showing that everything is done in reverse in this land after all. This sounds abysmal. Although Mission Magic was primarily intended to promote Springfield's teen idol status in America, the cartoon itself would be a forerunner for the 1990s PBS series The Magic School Bus, in which Lily Tomlin provided the character voice of Miss Frizzle. Both shows feature redheaded teachers who possess magical powers. So we've now gotten from the Brady Kids to Lily Tomlin, but that is a story for another day. And that is today's episode of Daily Comedy News. See you tomorrow.